This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Another American journalist has been killed by ISIS.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards Islamic State.
Apparently, the same man who beheaded freelance journalist James Foley has shown up on another horrific video, this time beheading reporter Stephen Sotloff. To journalists, these videos are obviously news, but let's be frank here. Even playing that little bit of audio makes me uncomfortable on a lot of levels. Here to talk about how the media is handling this, let's call it brutal media campaign by ISIS, is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, how much, if any, of these ISIS beheading videos should be shown by the media?
Well, in most cases, journalism organizations are not showing these videos because they're quite horrific. Some are showing small clips of them, similar to the audio that you ran at the beginning of this segment. But for the most part, these videos play right into the hands of ISIS because they are essentially messages of propaganda. They're meant to spread terror, and the more you show them, the more you carry out their message.
Yeah, Kelly, we can't ignore these videos, though. So how do we avoid playing into the hands of this ISIS propaganda campaign?
Okay, so for the most part, savvy journalism organizations are doing a couple of things when they use even the smallest clip of these videos. They're adding context by describing ISIS as a terrorist organization, by describing how controlling ISIS is of the message that gets out to the world about who they are and what they do, and how they control media about their organization.
Is it my imagination, Kelly, or is there more reporting on these executions than there would be about the execution of a soldier or an aid worker? In other words, is the death of a reporter bigger news to reporters?
You know, this is a really hard question to answer, because I think naturally journalists react to the killing of one of their own. But in addition to that, by striking out at reporters, ISIS is striking out at two American values, free speech and free press. And those are things that we consider to be synonymous with civil rights. So it is different when a reporter is executed, because that's an attack on the very criticism of an organization or a power structure that ISIS doesn't want to tolerate, that they see as uniquely American. So I think it's a little of both.
Kelly, war journalism has always been dangerous. Is it more dangerous now?
It seems like it is. 34 journalists have been killed this year, and most of those have been killed either covering conflict or they have been targeted by those who want to silence their voices. We should point out that it's not American journalists that face the greatest danger. The journalists who face the biggest threat are the local journalists or those who serve as translators or fixers for American journalists.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. With all this happening, I still have this sense that there's always going to be a reporter covering these stories.
Most reporters do the work because they're very passionate about telling important stories. And I don't think there's any shortage of passionate reporters out there waiting to do this type of work.